Hi there. I want to invite you to think about something that I know will help you. It's your why. Why is unschooling a good idea? You know, everyone's why is going to be a little different. Sure, when we hear some people's reasons to unschool, we quickly think, yeah, I agree with that one. But I want us to back up for a little bit. What's your reason to do this? Why did you choose to take such an unconventional approach? Why, when most people go to the left, you chose to go to the right? It certainly would have been easier to go with the flow and do what everybody else is doing. But something pushed you. And I want you to think about what it is, what it was. There are as many reasons for unschooling as there are families who make this choice. Home education in general offers freedom and some responsibility. Freedom to make our own decisions regarding how we wish our children to live and to learn. Whatever initially leads parents to make this choice, it nearly always evolves into something far more than an alternative educational choice. It becomes a lifestyle choice of personal responsibility and freedom, an incredible joy. Many families find unschooling as a natural step in this direction. Like so many others, we unschool because we caught a vision of what learning and living without schooling could be like. We decided to take the risk and found out for ourselves that we loved it. The benefits are apparent to us as we look at our children and we experience great joy seeing the love of learning and life so vibrant and alive in them. But that doesn't mean we don't have rough days, days when we're a little tired, or we have a short fuse, or things just aren't going as planned. Kids can be fussy, we can be grumpy. That's why it helps to think about why we're choosing this unschooling approach. And I get it. Days like these, we may wonder ourselves, why the heck did I choose to do this? But then, if you've already done the legwork, you can reach down and grab your spiral or your Google Doc or whatever you've written it down on, and you can see what were your reasons why. I think it always helps to realize that every day is really still a choice. Every day we can decide to keep going with this unconventional approach or return to the mainstream. Knowing that we always have choices can help us through difficult days. It's interesting to me, too, that educational research for a long time has supported learning that's more play-based. They've supported delaying academic lessons, encouraging a more home-like setting. And while we may be aware of this, most of us don't move in this direction until the status quo just doesn't work anymore. So let's think about your why. Sit with it for a while. If your child or you had a horrific experience in the schools, go ahead and start with the lists of why leave school behind. Many of us, when we remove our children from school, have a lot of anger and disappointment at how events transpired. We can feel that the schools misrepresented themselves or didn't really take our child's needs into account. And sometimes our anger is because we had this story in our head. Oh, it's always those stories in our heads, isn't it? Of how we saw it all playing out. And now that story isn't going to happen. Maybe never. And we may even have a little grief about that. And it's okay. It's all a process that we have to walk through. And everyone's path is going to be different. Once we focused on the negative aspects, because sometimes they can be loud and distracting and demand our attention, then it's time to turn and think about what we're moving toward. What's our rationale for why unschooling is the better approach? What I found fascinating and still do is how I and other families start with a few reasons to make this choice, but as time goes on, we add more and more and more to that list. We learn more about how unschooling works, and we didn't even realize some of the benefits we'd enjoy later down the road. That's why it's nice to have your lists of why. Be sure to leave plenty of space to add more as time goes on. All right. I'll talk to you next time.